We're here in the 601 studios getting ready to record yet another song parody. And while my equipment remains relatively primitive, just remember, classic country was not multi-tracked in 1961. And around here, I guess it's not multi-tracked even half a century later. Cyberspace is strewn with the tattered remains of satellite and internet broadcasters of years past. The preachers, the geeks, the wannabes, like the guy who wanted a job in Master Control. There's one like that in every period of history. Most of them were zeros, non-entities that were easily forgotten. But every once in a while, an iconoclastic figure would emerge. He lay face down on a New York street, his karaoke mic at his feet. Smacked around by a ghost, I thought he was dead. But he was still alive, guess I was misled. He was even well enough to do a show, and late that night, I listened to Ringo. I nursed him till he regained his strength, fed him hoagies of increasing length. Then every night, by the light of the moon, he practiced doing covers of Beatles tunes. And hour on hour, I watched in fear as passers-by gave a Bronx cheer to Ringo. Soon we went our separate ways, but I knew we'd meet again someday. I got a job and even bought a car, while he spread terror in karaoke bars. With reports lifted from Gate Magazine, even T&D were powerless to intervene against Ringo. I knew someday we'd meet again, I just wasn't exactly sure of when. And sure enough, we had found out, he was in town and there was no doubt. I walked down to the local hoagie shop and went in to finally stop Ringo. I thought I could take him in a fair fight, but soon I was filled with fright, because along with Ringo was Bruce and the Count, too great a force to easily surmount, and as Uncle Irving blocked my retreat, I prepared to face my final defeat by Ringo. Outnumbered by Ringo 4-1, I thought that I was finally done. When in walked Blair, knocking over Irving, then Ringo grabbed his mic and started to sing, but I knocked the mic away with a bottle of Mountain Dew, and it was then that I had my chance to subdue Ringo. But Bruce had a Woody and the Count wanted blood, and as Irving fell to the floor with a thud, I decided to quit while I was ahead. It may have been cowardly, but I turned and fled. But he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day against
Ringo.
The story spread far and wide, and the account of events wounded my pride. I resolved to vindicate myself if I can and prove that I can be a man. But until then, I'm stuck on RFD, writing these song parodies about Ringo. And anyone else we choose to write song parodies about, I suppose.